We continue with our conversations. We want to talk to this issue where Deputy Minister of Higher Education and Training, Dr. Mimi Gondwe, together with the City of Polokwane Executive Mayor John Mbe, on Thursday, today, led an intergovernmental bogus college awareness campaign to crack down on illegal colleges in the Polokwane CBD. We've got Deputy Minister of Higher Education and Training, that is Dr. Mimi Gondwe. Good evening, Deputy Minister, and welcome.
Good evening to your listeners on Capricorn FM. Thank you so much for having me.
Good evening, good evening. We appreciate your time as well. Well, please talk to us about the Intergovernmental Bogus College Awareness Campaign that you led with the Executive Mayor of Polokwane City.
Yes, thank you very much, Ngamula. It was a very insightful awareness campaign that we led together with the City of Polokwane. I was with the acting mayor, MMC, Pema, because apparently the mayor could not join us today. And what I did when I came into office was to expand the campaign. So before, we would go on the ground by ourselves. But when I came in, I took the decision that we would include SAPS, Home Affairs, and the Department of Labor, only because, Ngamula, we have picked up that the operation existence of some of these bogus colleges is, is coupled with other acts of criminality. So the flouting of immigration laws and labor laws. And so we were on the ground with SAPS and Home Affairs and Labor today, as well as our quality assurance bodies. QCTO was there, SACO was there, and the Council on Higher Education. Umalisa, unfortunately, could not join us. And we went and inspected three colleges. Two are based in Mangwe and one is in the city center. And I must say that two of the colleges were largely compliant, but our concern was around the safety, the occupational health and safety. So a case in point, the last college that we visited in the CBD, there was only one entrance and one exit. There were fire extinguishers, but they were at very awkward, points in the building. There was no signage. And so we are not only concerned about ensuring that there is quality teaching and learning in our private institutions of higher education, but that our students are also in conducive environments. When you went to look at some of the lecture rooms, and there was litter, on the paper, on the desks, narrow passages. The lighting was very poor. Then we got to speak to some of the students because, speaking to the students, you really get a holistic view of what's happening there and not just to the management. So the students complained that the ablution facilities were always blocked. And they just had other, hygiene-related concerns, not enough cleaning happening, et cetera. But what we also picked up is that you find that colleges offer certain programs on their brochure. But you find that some of those programs are not accredited with any of our quality assurance bodies. So, Ngamula, we require that, skills development programs are accredited by QCTO. Your higher certificates, your diplomas and your degrees must be accredited by the Council on Higher Education, and Umalisi would then accredit your college programs. And we found that that particular college had programs that should have been accredited by CITES. They are short programs, but they couldn't produce the accreditation to support, them offering these programs. The first college we visited in Mangwe, the problem there was that they had these non-accredited programs that they were offering in isolation. And they explained that, no, they were just additional, programs that students could take, and then they'll be issued a certificate. Now, my concern there was that if you're going to issue a certificate, even if it's a certificate of competence, you're giving the impression that it's somehow accredited. So rather not offer them, build in, whether it's computer studies, build it in into your main programs that you are accredited for. Because you could, you could create the impression that if a student gets that certificate, they say, I'm competent in this, but who's accredited that? You know, colleges cannot accredit their own qualifications. It doesn't make sense, Nyamla. So what we've agreed with MNC PEMA was that we said to them, please comply with the issues that we've raised. A week from now, the MNC and his team will be on the ground, and also officials from the Department of Higher Education and Training, just to check whether there's been compliance. And if there's no compliance, then we have no option but to take further steps. I want to touch on the last college that I said there were occupational health and safety issues there. That college, unfortunately, will have to be shut down until it can comply in terms of occupational health and safety. We don't want to risk that. If there was a fire in that college, there would be a stampede. The steps even leading up to the college are not even steady themselves. There's a slight slope at the entrance. So it's just not ideal.
Which college is this?
The first one, the last one that we visited in the city center.
Right, we're speaking with the Deputy Minister of Higher Education and Training around the intergovernmental bogus colleges awareness campaign that they had today. Deputy Minister, there are quite perhaps a number of colleges in Polokwane, and you can understand why. Were you able to sort of create some form of a list? Perhaps it may be arduous to be able to visit everyone, but have some form of a list where at the end of the campaign you're able to say there are 20 colleges in Polokwane, 5 of them are not properly registered, or they are offering what they are not registered for, and so on. At the end of that of the campaign, are you able to do that?
So, Ngamula, what we do as a department, we keep 2 registers. We have a register of registered private colleges, and then we have a register of registered private institutions of higher education. So what we've done, we've shared it with MNC PEMA to say to him, please, after our visit, it's then over to you to then ensure that you help us in shutting down those colleges that are not compliant. So we've shared the list with him. You can even access it on our website, www.dhet.gov.za, as a citizen. You can also call our call center number, 0800-872222, and we'll send you the list. It's very important for parents and learners to do that bit of due diligence. We also went to Flora Park Comprehensive High School, Ngamula, because I feel passionately about speaking to grade 12 learners before they enter into our sector about some of the things they should look out for and some of the homework they'll be required to do before they can even enroll for, enroll with private colleges or private institutions of higher education. So one of the things that you can look out for whenever you go, and it's worth it to go and have a look at a college, do that bit of due diligence, do that bit of homework, is to see if they've displayed their registration and accreditation details on the wall. If there's a particular program you want to register for, you have to ask who accredited this program. They'll tell you it's QCTO or it's CHE. Take the time to then call CHE, call QCTO, call Umalusi to say, I want to register for this program that is being offered by this institution. Is it accredited with yourself? You can also ask 10 or more learners at a particular institution what their experience has been. We also now have websites such as Hello Peter. You can go on to Hello Peter, see whether there's been complaint levels against a particular institution. The qualifications of staff, teaching staff at these private colleges, is something that can also give away whether it's legitimate or not. You know, Ngamula, having been to universities up to PhD level, I know that you can go onto the faculty webpage, you'll be able to see who the teaching staff is and what their qualifications are. You have a right to do that as well. That is a telltale sign. And you'll be surprised, Ngamula. I was speaking about the flouting of immigration laws. Why we take Home Affairs? Home Affairs will get there, ask for the list of staff that are employed there, have a look, see whether they have a work permit. But Home Affairs also looks at the students that are enrolled there, whether there are any foreign nationals there, and whether they have study permits. Because it's very important that If you're going to take on foreign students, you must ensure that, you know, they've got the proper documentation. And then the Department of Labor will do its checks as well in terms of occupational health and safety, and even issue fines on the spot if needs be so.
All right. Thank you very much, Deputy Minister. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Ngamula.
Thank you.